find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
The Senate is debating and may vote as early as this evening on the debt ceiling bill. I gave you just a quick clip of Kevin McCarthy saying, you know, talking about the impact of the win last night, the House victory for folks in the House of Representatives. I did not play anything from anybody that voted no, but I've got Dan Bishop. This is Cut 5, congressman from North Carolina. He was on with Pete Hegseth, who was filling in last night, and why he voted no on the debt ceiling bill. This is cut number 5. Go.
Congressman Bishop, a few minutes ago, Joe Biden put out a statement, said this: this agreement is good news for the American people and the American economy. 165 Democrats voted for it. You opposed it. Is it good news for the American people?
Pete, I think the indication in the vote that more Democrats voted for the bill than Republicans did, and of course Republicans have a larger number of members in the chamber, is a sign who got the best of the deal, and that the benefits of the deal as sold by the leadership haven't been square with the American people about it. Biggest problem of all is that the debt limit by Kevin McCarthy's own initiative and without the advance agreement of the conference is stretched out a year longer than we proposed to do, and the incurrence of probably four, nobody has an exact number because they didn't specify it in the bill, although they should have, $4 trillion, maybe more, in additional debt on the American people is to be incurred without any opportunity to come again and try to gain more in terms of real and substantial benefits. So it's a missed opportunity. Obviously, the biggest problem, it split the Republican conference deeply, and now Kevin McCarthy's got to figure out how we reacquire the unity that we started the year with after the as a result of this contest for the speaker's election.
There you have it. Dan Bishop, why he voted against the debt ceiling bill. Stick around. Oh, by the way, don't forget the Trump town hall with Hannity tonight, 6 o'clock. What that means is 6 o'clock Pacific time. This is going to be fascinating to hear Trump on the campaign trail in a town hall setting. This could be interesting. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it looks like those paving operations on Flamingo, that's eastbound Flamingo near Interstate 15 southbound, is causing some delays through there. That is going to be continuing into tomorrow. So give yourself some extra time there at Flamingo and the 15 interchange. Watch for accidents right now. Hualapai at Charleston, Eastern at Sierra Stone, Spring Mountain at Decatur, fender bender there, Peak Drive at Tenaya. Looks like commuters are averaging about 40 miles per hour on Interstate 15 right now, southbound at Flamingo, northbound 15 at Russell. And you'll tap the brakes into downtown, 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Pacific Coast League baseball on Wednesday. Tacoma nipped Sacramento 7-6. That was in 10 innings. Vegas got ripped at home against El Paso, 20-5 the final. El Paso with 6 runs in the third, 6 in the fifth, 4 more in the eighth. Big win for Reno, 6-5 the final at Oklahoma City. The Vegas Golden Knights square off with the Florida Panthers with the Stanley Cup on the line. Game 1 is this Saturday in Vegas. The Golden Knights in the finals for the second time since 2018. They lost to the Washington Capitals in 5 games that year. William Carrier was on that team. He says this year's club is different.
I think our team's more mature than what we were. You know, that first year, no one was expecting us. And, you know, this team wants to win, right? So there'll never be a finish until we raise that cup.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with new Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues.
gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are chronicling the final days of the 82nd Nevada legislature, and just in the last couple of days, a key bill signing that has drawn a lot of controversy. This is the way Megan Barth wrote about it. Governor Lombardo hands huge victory to Democrats signing abortion bill. And I had a chance to visit with Melissa Clement, who's the president of Nevada Right to Life, and I asked her all this hoopla surrounding SB 131. What is SB 131?
Well, 131 is what we call the Abortion Trafficker Protection Bill. And what it, you know, in my opinion, what it does is it takes advantage of the fact that we have very loose, if not minimal, if not dangerous laws concerning abortion in Nevada. And there, you know, there's reality and then there's the way that Democrats portray this. Democrats portray this as if we don't have this as a law, if this isn't codified, women are going to get thrown into jail. Doctors are going to be thrown into jail and, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. Yeah, the pro-life movement has never wanted to throw women seeking an abortion into jail because we see them as the secondary victim. Most of them have been coerced into the decision. Most of them feel like they have no other option. We're all about helping them find solutions to successfully carry that baby to term, hopefully parent or allow somebody else the blessing of a beautiful baby. And so that's the message they've been sending. And, you know, your folks in Las Vegas saw this all throughout the election cycle, you know, that every Republican wants to throw women in jail. Well, this bill was basically sold as this is how we protect those horrible Republicans from coming and throwing women in jail. It isn't. You know, that's how they sell it. But what the bill actually does is it says if there's something that's related to abortion that is legal in Nevada, but not legal in another state, Nevada cannot help the other state prosecute somebody. And what was lost in the process is that, you know, in Nevada, you don't need to have parental notification to get an abortion. You know, an underage girl, like you, I say it all the time, I say it in my sleep, you can be 11 or 12 years old in the state of Nevada, get an abortion without a parent even knowing or consenting. And this is horrible. This is something that's got to change. And SB 131 protects that predator, whether it's a child sex trafficker or an abusive uncle trying to hide his crime or a, you know, a friend's mother who thinks she's helping. But to traffic a child across the border into Nevada to get an abortion, a secret abortion without parental knowledge, that's a crime in Idaho. And now our law enforcement can't help prosecute that crime.
So what can happen? Can that that friend of the family that thinks they're helping out, can they still do that? Could they still do that before?
They could. So, you know, there isn't... well, I mean, it's kind of a tricky question because, you know, that it wasn't a crime in Idaho to traffic a child over the border to get an abortion before about a month ago when they passed a law saying that, and now it's a crime there. So when this bill was written, that wasn't a crime. per se. It was wrong, and really we should have been helping to help that family whose child went off and got an abortion. It's now a crime, though, and in Idaho. And, you know, my reading of this new law is that Nevada law enforcement in Winnemucca or Elko or in Clark County or in Washoe County won't be able to provide information to help prosecute that crime. And that's too bad. As I've said a number of times, it's bad enough that we as a state don't care about our own children to protect them. But now that we're going, you know, that we're going to help other predators in other states so that Idaho and Arizona can't protect their children, that's just too bad.
Can Idaho and Arizona they still prosecute people that go outside of their state?
In this particular area, yes. If it's for a secret abortion, yes, they can. They'll be able to do it. They just can't. Nevada will not be able to provide any time or investigation or materials in any way to help that prosecution. But Idaho will. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But Idaho will continue to prosecute, and they'll continue to try and protect their children. And God willing, someday soon, we will do the same.
I pray that day is just around the corner. I hope it is. What was the explanation of Governor Lombardo as to why he agreed to sign this bill? Again, it's being billed as a, quote, huge victory, unquote, to Democrats.
Well, that huge victory happened on election night. And here's the thing. I mean, I'm mad as hell about what has happened. And I know a lot of your listeners are as well, and I challenge each and every one of them to bottle that anger right now and make a vow that you vote early and you vote for the best person and you get everybody in your, 25 people. You make sure 25 people who wouldn't vote. Because at the end of the day, I guess he could have vetoed it, but when you've got a supermajority in both houses that voted for it, It would have been nothing more than a spectacle. It wouldn't have changed the outcome. It wouldn't have changed. And here's the thing. We've got 4.5 of the most dangerous days in a legislative session when you've got the crazies who are in charge. We are entering the 4.5 most dangerous days because I guarantee there will be more Bud Light amendments that drop in the middle of the night. In fact, I think we found one. Tune in later to hear what that one is. And so we're going to need a lot of vetoes. And the key is we have got to have enough votes in one or two of the houses to uphold that vote or veto, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't stand.
Did any Republicans side with the Democrats on SB 131?
Yeah, sadly, there were two over on the Senate side that did. And
who were they?
I would hope Senator Buck and Senator Gansert.
Wow.
And I hope that they understand now, and I hope, here's the thing that I've been telling everybody. Every single person that was on the legislative candidate that was on the ballot in 2022 and ran under the Republican standard voted perfectly on these bills. And so what that tells me is that the voters were very good at letting their representatives know what was important. Every single one. Now, I would encourage every single voter to make sure that the person who's on their ballot in November of next year understands that the unborn, parents' rights, the elderly, all of this is important, and they sure as heck better represent. Because I would imagine we would be sitting in a much different place if every last pro-lifer had voted in November of this past year. because there were a heck of a lot, and I know them. I know many people who said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't vote early because I was afraid it would get stolen. And I didn't go vote the day of because it was snowing or it was windy and rainy in Las Vegas. And that's, you know, elections have consequences. And, you know, this is why I was crying for the week after as our legislative seats slipped away. What happened 2 days ago? That didn't happen 2 days ago. That happened in the election.
Melissa Clement, I mentioned it at the time. She has fought so many of these battles. She has not won every battle, but man, she fights like hell for women, for reproductive rights, for the life of the unborn. And that means something. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry. The 8th Annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair, featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amadei, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morninginnevadapac.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Neverbackdown.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wayne Allen Root is waiting in the wings. He'll entertain you from 3 until 6. Don't forget, 6 o'clock, we got the... you got to be watching. This is going to be good. The Trump Town Hall on Fox News Channel. It's going to be good. The National Football League has put together a list of the top 100 teams. Gentlemen, Jim, any of the teams that you and I would know that would be on it?
Well, a lot of them, they played when we were kids or we were a younger version of ourselves. And when you look, 100, that's a lot. And they want to celebrate 100 years. So the top 100 teams, whether they won a championship or a Super Bowl, taking a look at the top 10, I think you would agree if you search your memory banks, Kevin, the top 10 starts at number 10 with the 75 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, you remember those teams with Mean Joe Green, L.C. Greenwood, of course, Terry Bradshaw. You remember those teams in the 70s. Yeah. They've got the 62 Packers in here. That's a little before our time. The 76 Raiders are number 8, and that, of course, was when the Raiders were basically establishing themselves as one of the best NFL franchises ever back in the 70s with the group of guys they had been. The 2007 New England Patriots in at number 7, that was the team that went 16-0, if you'll remember, and then went 2-1 in the playoffs and didn't win the championship. But you have to admit, that was a pretty good team with Tom Brady throwing to Randy Moss that year.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the unbeaten team, what was that? Miami Dolphins?
That's at the top of the list.
Is it really?
Yeah, the 72 Dolphins were number 1, and the 85 Bears were number 2, which I don't think any true football fan would even argue with that. If you're old enough to remember the 72 Dolphins, if you're not, then you have to know a little bit of history.
But that was Ditka? Was that Ditka?
The 72 Dolphins was...
No, that was... was that Dan Marino? No, not Dan Marino.
No, that was the Bob Greasy days with Don Shula.
Right.
Don Shula was the head coach there. 85 Bears, that was the head coach, was Ditka.
And by the way, a personal friend of mine, a guy named Wayne Larrivee, I was a part of his wedding. He went from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Chicago Bears, and in season 1... won an NFL title.
Isn't that something?
That's talk about luck. And but yeah, and he everybody was upset that he left Kansas City, but he went to the Bears and he won a Super Bowl.
And you never know how it goes, because you guys like Dan Marino, who are definite first ballot Hall of Famers, and he's in the Hall of Fame. He never won a Super Bowl, but he played for 17 or 18 years and was always in the playoffs. They just couldn't get over the hump. So yeah, it's tough to do. But the Steelers 78 team was number 3, and the San Francisco 49ers 84 and 89 teams were 4 and 5. The 92 Cowboys were number 6. So we covered the top 10 there. But yeah, the 85 Bears stands out to me as the best team of all time, save the Miami Dolphins from 72.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, just a reminder, we are about, a month, maybe 7 weeks away from teams going to training camp. They're finishing up their OTAs. We got football just around the corner.
Is Jimmy G ever going to suit up for the Raiders?
And don't tell me it's going to be Tom Brady, please. Yeah. I don't believe that for an instant. Anyway, thank you, Jim.
You bet.
More to come as we sprint to the finish line right here on AM 670. AM 670.